mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 23rd day of February 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones. We're going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment. Any issue, any news item, any question, any comment, you want to rant and rave at me, you want to tell me I'm wrong, you want to verbally punch me in the nose, you want to agree with me, whatever. Zero censorship, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the First Amendment here live and well because we can defend our ideas. We don't interrogate you for a half hour before you get on air like the neocons, the liberals and conservative clothing do. Mars pictures reveal frozen sea. A huge frozen sea lies just below the surface of Mars, a team of European scientists has announced. Very interesting scientific announcement that we'll be covering a little bit later. Some sad news, of course. Judge could order... will order the fate of Terri Schiavo today. Of course, the Supreme Court said they can remove her feeding tube and let this woman who looks at you and can smile at you, let her die, despite the fact that there's been a lot of evidence of foul play and how she got paralyzed from the neck down over a decade ago. And we've had the family on many times and have fought this, and she's really a poster child for the eugenics crowd that want the president to kill us. So we'll get into that. I feel like I know this poor dear lady. You can go to their website and watch her smile and laugh at her mother. And they've unplugged her before, taken her food away for a week before, which is extremely painful for her. She basically begs for food. But this is your government. And... ever since the estranged husband got the money, the settlement, and got the family to sign over rights, he was acting all friendly and good. He won't even let them brush her teeth or give her any type of medical care, the poor dear thing, when she gets infections. He won't give her treatment. It is just, it's been torture for her over these years, and it's just horrible what they've done to her. In fact, she was coming out of it 10 years ago, but that's when they ordered that the food and things be taken away from her. That is letting her eat Jell-O and letting her get her teeth worked on and things like that. So she's gotten worse and worse. And Michael Cockroach Schiavo is just a real piece of work. So more on that coming up. U.S. drug czar likens fighting drugs to terror. Yes, everything is terrorism now. Having some marijuana is terrorism. It's all about catching us in the net. Meanwhile, this is out of the Houston Chronicle. Mexican assassins invading Texas and committing murders all over the state. But the government isn't too worried about that. They're worried about this. Border Patrol, new threat, civilian Minutemen to patrol Arizona border to curb illegal immigration crossings. And the Border Patrol is calling them their enemy. I guess because they're not like the Mexican troops that have shot and killed Border Patrol or the drug dealers that shoot and kill Border Patrol and FBI agents. I guess because they're trying to help them, that's why they're bad. But we've had Mr. Simcox on before. We're going to get him back on, heading up the group that's doing this with hundreds, nearly 500 volunteers. There's nothing more patriotic than what they're doing, so we'll detail that. Also, Bush and German leader share the same goal in Iran, the Associated Press is reporting. And Syrian minister warns of Bush plot. We'll tell you what they say that plot is. Pakistani army to shoot at intruding, quote, U.S. forces. I thought Pakistan was our ally. The Pope likens abortion to the Holocaust. Interpol sounds bioterror alarm. And a U.S. terror suspect was tortured by Saudis. American citizens being tortured, and that's A-OK with our government. There is so much coming up. You don't want to miss this broadcast. InfoWars.com is the website. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, down to the second segment, 8 minutes into this first hour of worldwide broadcast against tyranny, the defense of the Second Amendment, and national sovereignty. Family values, all the things that are under attack more than ever under Lord Bush's tutelage. Again, thank you for joining us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWars, because we're in an information war, a war on for your mind. That's where the battles are being fought, won, or lost. And because the globalists, the New World Order crowd, are building a worldwide prison control grid, hence PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go to your calls in this first segment. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Charles, Patrick, John, Eric, and others, your calls are coming up. Terry Schiavo Schindler is to be unplugged today, and she's not in a coma. And there's been a lot of evidence of foul play and how she got in this paralyzed position. And it's been quite a saga, and they've taken her feeding tube and her water away before for 7-8 days, and we'll see what happens. We'll get a little bit into that. Just a really sad case for the pro-death crowd out there that keeps promoting this. As I mentioned earlier, the U.S. drug czars likening fighting drugs to the war on terror, but it's just like the war on terror. criminal elements of our government, if they've been caught many times, are behind the predominant drug shipments into this country. People that get busted are the cowboys not paying their cut into the CIA-controlled cartels. And then the cartels themselves, in many cases, own our private prisons. And when your child gets caught using drugs, the drug dealers put your child in the prison they own. Then the moron public cheers, make them prisoners work, not knowing that competing against millions of people in prison working for 20 cents an hour is making all the rest of us lose our jobs and driving down the wages. Meanwhile, Mexican assassins are invading Texas. This is in the Houston Chronicle today. It's up on Infowars.com. At least three drug-related slayings in North Texas are being blamed on a team of rogue Mexican commandos accused of orchestrating dozens of murders along the U.S.-Mexico border, raising fears that the drug war is moving north. Now in Dallas and other North Texas towns, there have been murders of people like Matthew Frank and Brandon Galgeos and many others. Their bodies have been found in burning sport utility vehicles after being machine gunned by the Special Forces troops. These are the same troops. My father's a dentist, and he told me the story of the, as high as you get in the Texas Border Patrol. The head Border Patrol agent for Texas is one of his patients. And my dad said, is it all right if we tell the story? He said, oh, yeah, it is. This is years ago. But he said that, there are bounties on their heads by the Mexican troops, by the Mexican government. And that's even been in some Mexican newspapers. And I don't know what they've killed, like four Border Patrol agents the last 2 years, shot a bunch of cops, killed a bunch of forestry agents, tortured FBI agents, and man, then patriots go down there on the border and try to night vision it and report it and shoot video of it for the news, and the police will come, arrest them. If they find a firearm in their car, even though it's Arizona or Texas where you're allowed to have it, they'll take you to jail. I mean, the cops will actually just, it's incredible. They're like, how dare you try to stop us from being killed? I'm not joking. I mean, it's really bad. And so now there's been dozens of murders along the border, and in just the last few months, at least three murders around the Dallas area. It says Dallas and federal officials say 8 to 10 Zetas, former members of the Mexican army who defected to Mexico's Gulf drug cartel in the late 1990s, have been operating in North Texas since 2003. The Dallas Morning News reported today the Zetas are accused of fatally shooting, and it goes through a bunch of that. Blowing up cars, machine gun people, just a lot of fun, basically. And then here's another one. Again, don't worry about these guys. Here's the Associated Press out of Arizona. Border Patrol's new threat, civilian Minutemen to patrol Arizona border to curb illegal immigrant crossings. U.S. officials charged with securing Arizona's vulnerable border from illegal immigrant crossings are bracing for what they call a potential new threat, the Minutemen. Nearly 500 volunteers have already joined the Minutemen Project, anointing themselves civilian Border Patrol agents determined to stop the immigration flow that routinely and easily sweeps past federal authorities. They plan to patrol a 40-mile or 64-kilometer stretch of the southeast Arizona state border throughout April, when the tide of immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border peaks. And all they're going to do on several private ranches right on the border where there have been rapes and arson attacks and robberies and vandalism. I mean, we've shown the video on my TV show locally that's been shot at these ranches. I mean, houses being burned down, rapes, robberies. I mean, it's like the wild, wild west. In this one county, Cochise County, over 1.5 million illegals go across, and about 500,000 go back each year. Piles of garbage, I mean 2 feet high, just everywhere. Water jugs and you know, just chip bags and human excrement everywhere. And it's hell on earth. Hell on earth. And so they're going to put people, and they've already built some observation towers, on this private property. And if people trespass, they're going to hold them there and call the Border Patrol. Oh, how evil. And we've had other cases in South Texas where they got video of some of the foreign troops. This was even in the newspaper. And then the police chief down there admitted that, was it Jim Hogg County? Yes, we really have places called Jim Hogg County. Talk about Boss Hogg down there. And it was the sheriff. And he admitted, yeah, there's foreign troops all over the place. I mean, not just Mexican. There's Chinese, you name it. And but then he got some type of federal order, and they were down on a ranch. And luckily there was a French film crew there, professional TV crew covering all this. So these two illegal aliens come across, later turned out it was all staged, and it was cold, so they give them blankets and tell them to sit down, and in drives the Border Patrol, and they're with kind of a Southern Poverty Law Center type individual, and they... The illegals go and say, oh, they beat us. And so they go and all arrest them. And I mean, just anything to stop the American people from even defending their own property. So it's amazing. I felt the only way to get something done was to do it yourself, said Jim Gilchrist, a retired accountant and decorated Vietnam War veteran who is helping recruit Minutemen across the country. We've been repeatedly accused of being people who are taking the law into our own hands, said Gilchrist, 56, of California. This is outright bogus statement. We are going down there to assist law enforcement. Officials concede the 370-mile Arizona border is the most porous stretch on the U.S.-Mexico line. Moreover, recent intelligence shows that Al-Qaeda are likely to enter the country through the Mexico border, James Loy, the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Department, said last week. But that doesn't matter. By the way, we have at least 2,000 less Border Patrol in the southern sector alone. Now, that's the government's own admission. And I've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on. He says the numbers are worse. And he says, quote, it's a new world order. It's about the takeover of America, we've been told. I mean, I've had the head of the Border Patrol on, okay? I mean, the head of the Border Patrol Union on. I've had other Border Patrol agents on. And they are just sitting ducks out there. And they've all gone basically to be air marshals where they get more money. And they're not hiring more people. They funded some of it with the National ID card bill to get you to go along with it. And then Ridge said, nope, we're taking that money. And Alberto Gonzalez and Chertoff are going to be even worse. Charles in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm on a cell phone. How are you hearing me?
Good. Loud and clear.
Excellent. I heard your George Norrie interview 2-3 weeks ago, a couple hours you spent on the radio with George.
Yes.
That was one of the best radio interviews I've ever heard in my life. And I was wondering, did you film that?
No, I didn't. I was invited down to speak at the Talk Fest with George. He was invited enough to invite me the next day live on the radio locally. And I brought a little rinky-dink camera of my own and set it up. And I put about 15 minutes of that at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Second thing, thank you, thank you. Second thing, yesterday you had a Dr. Frank from Canada. That was the Winnipeg legislature historian that was talking about all the Masonic, occultic, and satanic emblems he found in the building. Go ahead.
Yes, that's been all over the major newspapers, yes.
I tried to call in. I was pretty late in the game, but every door that we walk through in this country, residential, and most commercial doors, like 99% of commercial doors, are 6'8" rough opening. That translates decimal into 6.66, so it's everywhere. And
well, did you hear him talk about how the rooms are 666 and how? I mean, it's just everything.
Exactly, I did. Now, it just reinforces everything I've come to believe. There was one other point. Oh, yeah. Years I spent passing out tapes. I first did it anonymously and videos, you and Dave both. And I found one of the easiest things to do anymore. I'm not having any resistance. I'm having people take them. In fact, I can't keep my own copies up enough. But I went through a grocery store late in the evening the other night, and it was a guy loading the shelves with box cutter. And I said, I'm surprised Homeland Security hadn't gotten rid of you. And he laughed, and I ended up placing one with him. He couldn't believe the airplanes were taken down with box cutters. Goodbye, old friend.
Keep it up, my good friend. Excellent job, Patrick, John, Eric, Wilbur, others. You're up next when we get back. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are just two of the websites. There's so much other news coming up and all your great calls. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go back to the calls. Patrick in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
I want to thank you for your defense of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Liberty. Like you, I believe after the next terrorist attack, the government will likely impose martial law. Because of this, I would like to ask the following question. Do you happen to know of any book, magazine, pamphlet, or video which tells the average typical American how to prepare for life under martial law? Having talked with several acquaintances about this scenario, the best we could come up with is to use some of the old Y2K material. But none of that information really tells you what to do about martial law. Do you have any ideas?
Well, there are books written by, there's the Swiss book, Total Resistance, or the French book, Total Resistance. There's several books I read many, many years ago about it. And, again, it'll be kind of a martial law light, where they just, you know, we all have to swipe our ID cards, and it's for our safety. The whole tracking grid's already being put into place.
I can
and
believe that.
The best thing we can do is point out that giving up our liberty doesn't give us security, and getting control of our states at the state level, like many states are now discussing, quote, if martial law is declared, Arizona, New Hampshire, and others have even introduced legislation to, quote, pull out of the union. So the big solution really is political, and to fight the different tools of control.
Okay.
Because for martial law to work, they've got to get us to go along with it.
Right.
But Tommy Franks has said another attack, we're going to set aside the Constitution in favor of a military form of government. I mean, they're actually discussing it. They're actually setting up, quote, the shadow government, the doomsday plan. Congress is signing over all its authority, but the borders stay wide open, and our government cozies up to communist China and fascistic Russia.
Sure do. Well, okay, thanks for your tip. You know, it just seems to me, I wish the average American citizen would wake up, see what, you know, the real state of things, but I guess they're being entertained by the TV, sports, and videos, and who knows what else.
Well, you know, for those that are still hooked into the Matrix, they're getting even more dumbed down, but there is a growing mass of people that are waking up. So if you watch television at night, you'll feel hopeless and feel like nobody sees what's happening. But if you get out there and really talk to the people in the heartland of this country, they are waking up. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. But, I mean, don't look for Peter Jennings and the rest of them to, you know, Brian Williams to tell you that we're winning this fight. They're never going to tell you that. John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I heard a guy the other day call in and sort of made the insinuation that you're just in this for the money the other day. And me, you're just as good a talk show host as any of the neocons out there. And if you were to throw in a towel and go to the dark side, I'm sure that you could be a millionaire 10 times over and probably live up on the Gold Coast of Florida with Rush. And it sort of burns me that...
I've actually had those offers. In fact, I had one where it's like the movie in the smoky room with the good-looking women on either side of the executive licking their lips and with the contract on the table for $1 million first year. And that was almost 6 years ago. And I make a fraction of that each year, and I tell people to make copies of my documentary films. And, I mean, really, I provide a service, information, alternative news. I put my life on the line, and I don't do this for the money, but there's nothing wrong with making money, and I hope people will buy my videos.
And your prices for your videos are about the same as what the History Channel charges. It's not excessive, and you tell people to make copies of them, so... You're a crusader,
well, I mean,
Alex.
You know, it's not about Alex Jones, regardless. I mean, I could be the most horrible profiteer on the planet, and it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is true. You know, it's what people psychologically disassociate. And this mass disassociation is they rationalize. They make excuses. If they're faced with scary information, they will psychologically play some mind game with themselves to not listen to what you're saying. All people have to do is check out the information I'm bringing forward. But, I mean, John, really, it's a distraction from real issues like Terri Schiavo Schindler about to have her feeding tube taken out.
I got one other thing I wanted to say, Alex, before I leave. That I was watching a news program a couple weeks ago, and it was about Vladimir Putin. Anyway, it showed him standing up there. He was reviewing the army, and the army was marching by him, and they all had red banners with hammer and sickles on them. I thought communism was dead in Russia.
2 years ago, they put the hammers and sickles back up everywhere. They put them back on the tanks and uniforms.
So I guess things ain't changed too much over there then.
Well, the media's told you it has, so just ignore that, okay?
Yep.
All right, good. You got to learn that, you know, they tell you there's no inflation, even though it's at record highs. They tell you that there is, that the economy's better, even though all the indicators show that's not the case. Just learn to shut up. I mean, Bush... The neocons are hailing him as conservative with a record $2.6 trillion budget. Bill Clinton's was $1.7 trillion.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about POS from BioOx International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioOx Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioOx Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioOx Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioOx International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioOx Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioOx Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. That's BioOx.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more of your calls coming up. I'm a little bit unorthodox. I'll just pick a random day out of the week, like this Wednesday, and I'll say, no guest. I'll have to tell my producer, stop it. Cancel those guests, because she loves to get so many great guests. So we get a chance to talk to you, the callers, because you take us in so many different important directions that a limited guest wouldn't, or that I wouldn't think to take us. So I always enjoy your calls, and more of your calls coming up here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. There's a bunch of other news I want to cover concerning Iran. You know, Scott Ritter came out 2 days ago and said, hey, my inside intel is we're going to war with Iran in June. And Scott Ritter hasn't been wrong yet, the former U.S. weapons inspector, but I hope he's wrong this time. But now Bush and German leader said they share the same goal in Iran, and things are really heating up. So we'll cover some of that and a bunch of other news here in just a moment. And then we'll go straight back to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Before I get back to the news and your calls, though, I really get tired of hyping my videos, getting up here and hyperventilating and talking about how wonderful they are and how they'll wake people up and how they're the best truth-seeking films out there, bar none. And that's not really my opinion. I mean, a lot of people, prominent individuals and, you know, just common folks like myself, have seen the effects of these documentaries. They really do wake people up because they cover masses of information. Each film does. All the films are the equivalent of multiple documentaries combined. They're fast-moving. They always give it to you, the information, in a historical framework. We show the big picture while focusing in on individual events throughout that mosaic. And it's very, very effective. Police State 3 Total Enslavement, for instance, 2 hours, 44 minutes. It describes what the New World Order is, who the globalists are, who the neocons are, what their goals are. And then it goes into the latest police state developments, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the RFID chips, the foreign troops. It's all there. I mean, if somebody watches this video, they're going to really know the globalist master plan. Or 9/11, the road to tyranny. It's been so effective at waking people up to government involvement in 9/11 because it doesn't just focus in on 9/11. It shows admitted U.S. government documents where the government said it wanted to carry out terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies. It shows other terror attacks our government has carried out to blame on foreign enemies. It goes over Hitler doing it and Nero doing it and what happened in 1898 with the sinking of the Maine. So it shows you example after example. Then it gets into the first World Trade Center bombing. Then it goes into Oklahoma City and then the second 9/11 attack on September 11th. And then the last 30 minutes is why the globalists want to do this, the motive. Not just, oh, they did 9/11, here's the evidence. We also then give people the motive. I don't know. You just really need to have Road to Tyranny. You need to have Masters of Terror. It was part two of that film that mainly focuses on 9/11 with some historical background. The videos are all $25.95 a piece, $20, $19.95 to be technical. If you order three or more of any of the 11 titles, that's a huge discount. I've got other deals where you buy my new video, American Dictators, which is an excellent film. Each additional copy is $5.95, so you can buy a bunch of copies and give them to people, or just buy one copy and make copies. Just please get them out to talk show hosts and pastors and rabbis or your imams, whoever, opinion makers. Because by waking them up, they can influence even larger groups of people. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the videos via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card or call toll-free to get the films at 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can call the number and get that address if you missed it, or you can go to the website and get it there from the contact page. But do take action. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other ebooks, dozens of other great documentary films have been authorized to post in high bandwidth, low bandwidth, special text reports, weekly TV shows, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And why do we do that? Victims of our own success. You can't have millions of people coming to your site every month and watching videos for free. We can have most of them for free because by people subscribing, then we can have the servers we need to offer a lot of it for free. But it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, take American Dictators. It's right under 2 hours long. We've got about 45 minutes of it for free on the website, roughly the first half. So, you know, that's what we do. But to do that, we got to charge for something, folks. I mean, I'm sorry. I've had people say, why don't you just give your videos away for free? Well, I could do that for about a week, and then I'd be wearing a barrel on the side of the street begging for money. But I've had people call me, can you just give them to me? And I'm just like, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. This is not the Rockefeller Foundation. but again, please take action and get the films. All right, I want to get to your calls, but let's all just pray for Terry Schindler. She's known as Terry Schiavo, but most of you know the story. She's a beautiful young woman doing great. It suddenly gets all these bones broken. And a lot of doctors and others have said it looked like foul play. Her husband acts all friendly. The man that discovered her being hurt, he discovers her and acts all friendly and gets the family to sign over their parental rights to him. He then gets a multi-million-dollar settlement and then suddenly says, unplug her. After he said he would never unplug her. And again, she's not in a coma, folks. She's paralyzed neck down. And she can mumble. She can smile. They say, blink your eyes twice if you don't want to be killed. So blink her eyes. There's video of all this on the website. And the point is that the pro-death crowds all got behind killing her. And she'd gotten to the point where she could eat Jell-O. She was getting better. And then he just said, no more food, you know, fed to her in her mouth. It's only in a feeding tube. You can't brush your teeth. He won't let him brush her teeth for 10 years. She gets infections, you know, as women do occasionally, especially in this position. He won't let her have treatment. He's a punk. I mean, he's really, really makes me mad. And he spent most of the money that he got that was supposed to be for her treatment. He keeps it all for his greedy self. And they're scheduled today. Supreme Court a few days ago said unplug her. Take her tube away. He's not on a respirator, but just take her tube away. And just God bless her heart. And they've taken it out before, and I mean, grueling, what was it, 8-9 days? And I mean, she's just begging, moaning. People come in the room, she starts moaning. I mean, wanting the water. And for those that don't know about this, I've had Wesley Smith on. And by the way, Wesley Smith isn't some right-winger, as people like to say us evil pro-life people are. He's what you'd call a liberal. I mean, he's been a Ralph Nader supporter. But he writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's written The Culture of Death and other publications. He's written probably 50 articles that I've seen over the last 4 or 5 years where he lists the names of people like Mr. Wendland who are in wheelchairs, paralyzed, shoulders down, talking. I'd like some food, please. Please, no, no. And they just come in and stop feeding him because Mr. Wendland had put his living will that, oh, yeah, I don't want any outside help if I'm in a vegetative state. Well, then the bioethics board at the hospital goes, well, we've decided your life's not worth living. And then every time we have him on as a guest, nurses and people at hospitals call in and nurses at these old folks' homes, nursing homes call in, and they talk about people who they get an order, don't give them water, and they actually kill them. And this is going on. I mean, the Wall Street Journal has listed literally hundreds of names. A couple times a year, he'll write an article listing 20, 30 names of people, and he'll go visit them. And they're just, in some cases, I mean, I've heard the stories of like an old lady going, honey, can I please have some water? Come on, please, honey. And then the person doesn't die in 14 days, and then they fire the nurse. We know you're giving her water. You don't believe me? You see, it's all sold as right to die with dignity. It's like hate crimes laws are. Why, you're not for somebody burning a cross in a black person's yard. Well, of course I'm not. Well, then pass this law. And then the law is, if you pray on the street corner and it offends somebody, you'll get 47 years in prison. I mean, seriously. Or if you've got an anti-Bush sign on a street corner and we don't like it, you get 2 years in prison. It's all happening. So this is how they do it. And it is, folks, I'm not kidding. Go research it. Just type Wesley Smith into a search engine. You can read his Wall Street Journal articles. I mean, they're actually murdering people coast to coast. And Dr. Peter Singer, who was the leader of all these people, and I had one of his minions on a few weeks ago there at Princeton, Peter Singer gave a speech 3 years ago to the governor's conference where he called retarded children subhuman. The word was subhuman. Babies until 18 months, he called them mackerel. Adults should have the right to kill them up to 18 months. What was it? Retarded people subhuman, babies mackerel. And what did he call? Old people he called worthless. The governor's conference. I mean, this man is speaking to the governors. Well, let me tell you something, you piece of trash. You're the one that's worthless. And But the point is they're being held up by this sick society. They're being pushed by this sick society. And I don't appreciate you calling babies mackerel. And I don't appreciate you calling old people worthless. And I don't appreciate you calling retarded children subhuman. People go, well, they just don't have a good life. Well, that's how it started with the Nazis. They started killing the mentally retarded children first in the early 30s. And it's this attitude of we're the state and we decide. And believe me, folks, this is the plan. So, poor Terry Schindler. Poor thing. Just amazing. I got a bunch of other news here, but let's just go back to your calls. Before I do that, this really makes me angry. It makes me happy at one level. London Guardian. Edinburgh says no to toll road. Voters rejected plan for first citywide congestion charge by 3-1, running down Whitehall's bid for smog-free, pedestrian-friendly towns. Plans to introduce congestion charges in cities across the UK, transponder tracked, put a little matchbox transponder and it reads your number as you drive point to point. Plans to introduce congestion charges in cities across the UK received a serious setback yesterday when voters overwhelmingly rejected the controversial tolls in the first British referendum on the issue. Residents of Edinburgh voted 3-1 against introducing congestion charges across the Scottish capital. Their rejected proposals would have been the most radical ever imposed, the first time an entire city anywhere in the world had been covered by a congestion charge. That's not true. Germany's already started it. And it's part of a global plan, global treaty with the UN. We've read the documents on air, had congressmen on, and toll experts on. Almost every road in Austin by 2010 will be a toll road. They're going to start out with 14 major roads in Austin. Every major state road in Texas will have it. The average Austinite just within Austin will pay $1,855 a year per car. Statewide, they're talking about another $2,000 on top of that if you drive outside the city. So what's $1,802 grand? We're looking at $3,855. And, man, that's in the newspaper. That's the start. And why is this so important? This is going in nationwide, by the way. Schwartzy's pushing it in California. They just passed the law in Oregon. California's about to do the same thing. Same thing's going on in New York, Florida, Wisconsin, New Mexico's talking about it. Why is this so important? Well, in polls in Houston, 98% Houston Chronicle are against it. 93% in Austin. We just had a big meeting a few weeks ago. 1,000 people show up. They say, raise your hands if you're for the tolls. 2 hands went up. Raise your hand if you're against it. 900 plus went up. So raise your hand if you're for it. Raise your hand if you're against it. Now, they've caught them involved in bribery at the state board level, their employees, their families being hired as soon as they passed it. And the mayor, and by the way, the recall failed. They got 40,000-something petitions. But they needed 35,000, but they were told by the city, if you don't have 50,000, we're throwing it out. And they control the process. But at least they now have a big voter block and, you know, a group to lobby and fight this. At least they try. And next time they'll succeed. The only way they'll succeed is with a petition recall to put it on a paper ballot. You see, all across the United States and the world, as soon as they put in these electronic voting machines, which are totally fraud-based, we've proven it, suddenly, they don't care if 98% are against it. Suddenly, they just smile at you. You see about a dozen armored vehicles get ordered by the police. They start wearing black uniforms, and stuff gets bad quick. The voting is disappearing. And if you don't want to hear this, I'm sorry. Never before a politician said, we don't care if 93, 98%, depending on what poll, are against it. Never before have they been caught pell-mell trying to bribe people, taking bribes, open scams. You know, the Campo board, half their wives and sons and daughters get $300,000 a year jobs the day after they pass it with the private toll companies. It's just wild corruption. I got an article here out of the AP where all over the country, cities are now just grabbing whole neighborhoods of beautiful homes and bulldozing them for malls. No just compensation. And they admit just suddenly cities and states, and they're just grabbing everything. It's going to happen to you too, folks. I mean, it's just, we got machine guns, we got prisons, we got men in black uniforms, special forces trained, and they'll do whatever they're told. They'll eat your guts and ask for seconds. Do you understand? We are now the authorities. We are now the officials. We are now the honorable. We are now your masters. Do you understand, slaves? We don't care what you want. We've got machine guns, and we're not afraid to use them. You've seen us burn down Waco. You've seen us blow up World Trade Towers. You've seen what we'll do. We'll lie about weapons of mass destruction. We'll invade whoever we want. We'll steal $2.4 trillion from the Pentagon. We'll give you a $2.6 trillion budget and tell you that it's a record small budget. It's just insane. So when you're wondering why the mayor in Austin will actually laugh at you, but notice, in England they don't have these electronic machines yet. The people wouldn't put up with it for a second. So they're not in the EU yet. They can't put these in. In London, though, they've done it by executive fiat without a vote. And, of course, I mean, no one's for the toll roads, but you watch them go in. They're building them. They were building them before they even voted on it last year. Because they don't care. You want to live in tyranny? You're going to get to now, folks. Enjoy yourselves.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I didn't make myself clear earlier. The reason I'm upset about this London Guardian article, where a lot of the folks in the United Kingdom rejected 3-1 tracker toll roads, is because they still got paper ballots. And just to see now what 40% of the country's got these electronic voting machine systems in, and we've proven the three big companies are openly CIA-run. I mean, they all have former CIA directors or deputy directors or former... The other two companies are run by former NSA chiefs. I mean, it's just, You go to these voting companies, it's literally young men in black suits with short haircuts, with bulges under their jackets. It's just a fraud. It's like Enron, where all the energy trading was fake, and it was really a government front. It was just fake numbers, fake trading boards. It's just everything's fake. They're taking us, folks. They're taking us. And so we don't care if 90-plus percent are against it. We got the voting machine, so we'll win. Our mayor just laughs at us. He actually, he'll go in front of 1,000 people and just laugh at them. He'll just go, ha, 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 ha. It's funny to him. Nobody's going to stop him. He's got a police department with weapons and armored vehicles. And they put in the cameras to control us, and they're building all their new little jails and prisons. Man, we're the slaves. And until we realize that, we're not going to set about changing it. I'm sick of these people. I'm just sick of them getting away with so much crime. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in New York, then Keith, Justin, Phil, Malta in Denmark, and others. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. The first caller talked about your guest yesterday, the guy from Canada, and you were talking about the occultic architecture in Washington. And the second hour of the show comes in very badly here. There's interference. So I was intending to listen to the rebroadcast later in the night. And for the first time since I've been listening to the show, I've been listening for about a year and a half almost every day, that show wasn't rebroadcast. It was another program. And you know why that happened, or can you look into that to see? Because I'm really interested.
Well, sir, I don't know. I mean, are you listening on AM, FM, shortwave internet?
Shortwave.
And you heard another show?
Yeah, they... Remember that interview you had with James Hughes, the transhumanist? They rebroadcast that show. And it sounded, what I could get from the second hour with that interview sounded really interesting, and I...
Well, that was a mistake then by the network, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay, thanks. Talking about Bush with Iran, I just heard a radio report a couple hours ago. He's in Germany now, and when a reporter asked him about Iran, he said that it looked like Mr. Bush could barely suppress his anger at Iran. And I'm looking at this picture of Thomas P.M. Barnett in a recent issue of The New American. You see the glaze in this guy's eyes. So you mentioned how Scott Ritter talked about Iran being attacked possibly by June. I'm wondering if it might be even sooner. Because you just look at these guys, you look at them on TV, and you can see their expressions and, you know, the eye contact. It looks like they can't wait to start this confrontation. Do you think it might even
be... Well, I mean, it's like Hitler. He just had to invade everybody, and he had to have more power and control. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's talk to Keith. Keith, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
From Michigan.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you again. Another Phantom of Waft's Liberty here. I wanted to ask you, they had an FBI document in Road to Tyranny. Where can I get a copy of that?
You just said FBI document. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an FBI document. It says patriots and homeschoolers, super patriots, they're all terrorists, FEMAs. You know,
well, that was in the Washington Times about that article. It was handed. I mean, there's a copy of it on my website.
There is? Okay. Well, I've been searching around for it. I haven't found it. Also, last night...
Do you know how to use a search engine? You've got to actually enter in what the headline is.
Okay, what is the headline?
Depending on which article you're talking about in the film, it's Phoenix FBI document calls Christians terrorist.
Okay.
That would probably get it.
Okay, and yesterday on Fox News Channel, they had this little six places where the chemical weapons are being stored, and it just laid it out for the terrorists to attack them.
We'll be back with the second hour.
Berkey Water.